Shalon.
Okay, we left off in the previous year. We were discussing the machlokes harishonim between different opinions of Tosfos. Whether there is an absolute klal that the rule of kam levidramine doesn't apply to tashlumi kapara. So we saw the Balei HaTosfos and the Avdalid were not going down that route. That's why Kofar would have been subject to Kibbutz Ramine, maybe even is subject to Kibbutz Ramine, but, and even if it's not, it's for technical reasons, one chiv, two chiv, etc. But Tyson in Ksubis was pretty convinced that there's a cloud gadol called Tashlumi Kapara, not subject to Kibbutz Ramine altogether. How to tell us no, that's true? So the mocha that they brought was from Tashlumi Truma. And in order for that to be true, they had to first explain how complicated Gemara Pesachim. But more important, they had to prove that the Shlumei Truma is Kapara. We don't even know that's true. So Tosfos was guessing it probably is true, because that probably is the background why the Mishnah tells us in Truma is that you can't be Meichel Tashlumei Truma. So Tosfos couldn't think of any other good reason why you can't be Meichel Tashlumei Truma. Zeman Fendad, it's the din of Kapara, and then the whole ball rolls from there. So we stopped Tosfos in the tracks. We said, wait a second, there are other Rishonim, including other Balei Tosfos, the Rash. The Hilga Rash Bishans, the Chaber of the Perush on Sefer Zeraim, gives an entirely different reason why Tashlumei Truma doesn't have Mechila. So we don't know whether Tosfos's klal is even right, if the whole riot just fell by the wayside, but I'm sure the klal is right. So just to backtrack for a minute to Thursday, what was the beer of the Rash? What did the Rash say that there's no Mechila but Tashlumei Truma for a totally different reason? What was it? What's it based on? Tzura, we made up a thing. Tzura said Tashlumei. Since there's a certain manner in which you have to pay, so Mechila is very nice when there's no tzura set hashlumin, but there's a tzura set hashlumin, you can't begin to discuss mechila. So again, we weren't even sure that was right. We spoke about the Rambam a little bit, we mentioned. But it's interesting, that idea that tzura set hashlumin precludes the possibility of mechila, which the Rash is buying into, and clearly Tosfos didn't accept, because Tosfos was looking for other reasons. So believe it or not, that machlok is telling the Rash, is there such a clown halacha that you can't be moichel tzura set hashlumin? So that expresses itself, that finds itself, mamash halacha l'mayis in arachayim. The Shah that comes up, believe it or not a Chos Chanukah, that would have been nice, but it's a Chos Purim. The Shah and Chos Purim, that's a direct result of that Machlokes Tosfos and Rashi. Have any idea what that Machlokes is? It's the Ramah. The very, very tough way, at the very end of Chos Purim, the Ramah says that, let's say I come to somebody's house on Purim and I bring them Shalach Manas. A beautiful, beautiful Shalach Manas Kedas. Then I bring it to them, the guy says, listen, you see what's going on my table? I got 400 Shalach Manas this year. I'm sick and tired of Shalach Manas. I don't want any more. I know you want to be Yotzi Yechiyah, but I'm Michael, the Shalach Manas that you just gave me. So the Rabbi writes to Yotzi. The Rabbi writes, even though the guy didn't accept the Shalach Manas, he was Michael the Shalach Manas. Zolzain, the Michael Shalach Manas, that's also good enough. Yotzi the Mitzvah. Zosh state in the Rama. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot of Acharonim who question whether that's true or not. So what's that dependent upon? Why should we say that Mechila works or doesn't work?
Oh, it's dependent on it. Same
with
like Europe, you have to give it to the person, or if it's about Shalom and...
Okay, oh good. So normally, I mean, you ask every Shiva Bach who's ever been in any Shia week before Purim, so they'll tell you that. There's one Chakir, everybody knows, there's only one Chakir that really matters, in Hilchus Shalach Manas. That's the famous Chakir to Manas Alevi, and who? Jewish Edeshin, very good. Okay. When was the Manas Alevi born? Anyone know? When was he born? What year was he born? Why am I asking that question? Because it was a Nagela Maisa last night. Last night we had a event in the shul. So one of the things people wanted to play was some kind of a trivia, something or other. So one of the trivia questions was, what happened first? The Shlomo Alkovitz was born, who happened to be the Manas Alevi, or whether Gutenberg's discovered the printing press? I think that was the question. When was Gutenberg's printing press? What was that?
I
guessed, my educated guess was based on the following, that Shlomo Alkovitz was the brother of the Ari HaKadosh, who was the beginning of the 1500s, and I suspected, and I knew by the time that they say it was written already, so the printing press was already in motion, and that was all the same time, so my guess was Gutenberg came first. That was my educated guess. No one told me when I was writing that. That was the educated guess. So, fine. So, the Manas HaLevi, back to this one. So Shlomo Alkovitz wrote, besides Rav Chadol, he also wrote this parish of Megillat Esther. So, there's a famous machlokes. What are you giving Shalach Manas for? Shalach Manas geared towards providing the person for a Sudas Purim. That's what the Truma Sedeshin says. Or, no, it's not really geared towards Mitzias of Sudas Purim. It's just everyone should be friendly. You know, everyone should be, there's a lot of my Bereus and Klai, so it's a good thing. Everyone should be happy and friendly together. So usually they say, well, if it's based on providing to this Purim, Allah Ma'i said, you can't eat Mechila. On the other hand, if it's just to provide nice cheer and good friendship, so the guy's probably happy if you don't top off the 16th, you know, same Shalach Manas that he recycled from last year. So that could also provide, a reyus. So that's the way they usually say it when they talk about before Purim. But if you want to say a little bit more lumdish, you know, razzle-dazzle shot on this question, so maybe it boils down to this Rash. Because what did the Rash tell us? The Rash told us the Yisrael of Tashlum and Truma, that whenever there's a Tzuras at Tashlumen, it's not nitan to Mechila. So Mishloach Manas has a Tzuras at Tashlumen to it, namely, it's a Tzura of a Matana. I can't give him $10. I have to give him food. It has to be food, it has to be edible food, and maybe Michael Mishta, whatever you think the details of Shalach Manas are, but there is the Tzuras at Matana to Mishloach Manas. So whenever there's a din of Tzuras at Matana, what's Shaykh to say that it's going to have Mechila? It could be Michael when I have to pay $100. So there's no tzur of how the $100 has to be paid, so then I can argue mechila. But whenever there's tzur, it's not the Rash says, it's not shaykh to have mechila. So maybe that's part of this issue as well. Okay? We're not talking about Chuspurim right now, we're just related to what we spoke about on Thursday. Okay, fine. Getting back to our main story. So this idea that Tyson is putting forth, that it's not shaykh to have kavlim dramine on Tashlumi Kapara. So we saw the rise of Tosis, and we questioned the rise of Tosis. Do we understand the Svarah to that? Do we understand why that should or should not be so? What is it about Tashlumi Kapara that is preventing coming around from kicking in? So the Chor, in order to understand the Amkas Advarim of Tosis, and why perhaps others disagree with Tosis, we have to go back and learn a little bit about the Sugya of Kivlim Dramine, familiarize ourselves a little bit about Kivlim Dramine in order to appreciate what Tosis is saying. So the Sugya actually begins with a famous Ramban that I put the Ramban on the Ram Kermis. No? I put the Ritva on. I put the Ritva quoting the Ramban. Did he say he's quoting the Ramban? I don't remember. He's quoting the Ramban. It's easier to read in the Ritva. That's probably why I put it on. The Chiddush had Ramban, there was a lot of editing in, a lot of toast in the Tfus, so the Ritva is a little bit easier to read. But the Yisrael comes from the Ramban. It's a question that all the Rishonim raise, and Makas Nabeis, a famous Mishnah, right? One of my favorite, the Sugis and Shas, Makas Nabeis and Menach. What does Mishnah say? No, Kate and Nasan Zayman, come on, let's hear. Come on, guys, first day of day camp, come on. Mira Mishpon Ishuat. Okay, great. So two Edom come and testify that this guy is a Ben Grusha v'chalutza. What does that mean? That means they're basically testifying he can't be a Kohen anymore. They're basically saying he's a Cholol. And how are they saying that? Well, they're saying, but for name, this guy, Sheimai Pashtas. They're saying that his mother was divorced, and then the Kohen subsequently married her. And this child is now a cholol, and they're basically disqualifying him from serving the Beis Hamikdash, from doing all the getting all the rights and privileges of being a kohen. That's the thrust of the edus. And lo and behold, v'nei shekher eid shekher nabi achiv, they're proven to be edim zermen. Imanu ha'yisem, you weren't even there that day that you claimed that she was this gasha and makom pleini. So good. So what do we do? Vasisim lo kasha zom lasos liachiv. So what should the halacha dictate? What should we do to the edim? We should turn them into chololim. Right? Now, if they're Yisraelim, that would be kind of hard to do. Right? But even if they're Kahanim, that's what we should do to them. Comes the Mishnah and Mach says, no, we don't do that to them. Why don't we do that to them? What's the problem? A very, very complicated drasha. And Mach is the Bezim and Aleph. What prevents us from doing Kashazom and Kipshutai? What prevents us? A whole lot of Megillah here called Lov Lo Lazaro. That Edom Zayman, you can only punish the Edom themselves. You can't punish who? You can't punish the children of the Edom. So if you're going to declare that the Edom Zayman are Chalolim, that's going to impact on their future, on the children as well. So if you say that, let's say, I claim a guy broke a window and I've turned out to be an Edom Zayman, so I paid $100 and finished. Or even if I claim a guy from Chal Shabbos, turned out to be an Edom Zayman, I'm Chayav finished. But the Beis Din can't be ma'anish the children of the Edom Zayman. That's a no-no. Lo v'lo lazaro. So since making someone into a cholo would require us to make the children a cholo, that can be. Who remembers what's the Gemara's next kasha? So lifts the leva, they have a little desire. So why would you declare the guy to be a half-baked cholo? Namely, he'll be a cholo and his children won't be cholovim. So the Gemara says, no, but he didn't kasha zomim v'leikam. That wouldn't be a fulfillment of kasha zomim because he tried to make the other guy's children cholovim also. So to only make him a cholo, that's not an option. So the Gemara says, Mamash, we ran out of options. where to make the person a chalal and a shul nechalal, so the exist a custom of lov lozaro prevents that. To make the guy a chol and not a shul nechalal, that wouldn't be a proper from the kasha zomim anyway. So therefore, we threw our hands up, throw in the towel, and say kasha zomim doesn't apply. So what happens? They get off scot free. Oh, so now comes Makat HaBezu and says, there's another Gezeres HaKos of Toktvei Pashki Seitzei, V'Hoyim Bin HaKos HaRosha, that when you have a situation where you have Edim Zomimim who you cannot apply Hazama to for whatever technical grounds, what do you do to them? Next best case, what do you do to them? Give them Malkos. And that's the Pasha Mitzik of Yeshio, V'Hol Gezeres HaKos HaBezu. That's the Din Deraisa. Any Edim that just for technical grounds can't be made Edim Zomimim, that's what happens to them. And then the Mishnah spells out another case, the case of Golos, then the Gemara adds out a few more, Koifer and Evid Ivri. Any and every case, there are a whole bunch of scenarios that you just can't do it. You just, your hands are tied, you can't do it. Fine. So come to Rishonim on the spot, and Malkus HaBeis and ask a bomb kasha. What's the bomb kasha? We're focusing on the wrong thing, say the Rishonim. We're focusing, is the guy a cholol, not a cholol, can he serve the basic mitzvah? Wait a second, there are dini mamonis here. There's a dini mamonis, there's a hefsed of dini mamonis. What's the hefsed of dini mamonis? When you say a guy is a cholol, you are now preventing him from receiving truma. He can't get truma anymore, he can't get truma spice anymore, he can't get chal anymore, he can't be kurma anymore, he can't rish the gez anymore, he can't be tana. There's no parnasas on the mind. What's he going to do with himself now? So come to Rishonim and ask, we should make the Edom pay for the hefsed mamon of Matnas Kahuna. That's the kasha that the Rishonim say. That should be the Hazama. So once the Gemara tripling and wasting our time in the bays, figuring out, how can we make the guy cholo? How can we possibly forget the chololos? Forget it. Just do the math. Just give him cash to make up for the, that was the cash of them. They were trying to be mafsid, they make a cash, we were bringing the actuaries to figure out how much money of truma would the guy have gotten in the next 50 years, and hand that bill to the Edom Zomimim. That's the Rishonim's kasha. So what's the answer to that kasha? Anyone know? What are the multiple answers to that kasha? Where was the Ritva? So anyone know, before we even saw the Ritva on the Rambam, anyone know what some of the other, they're very, very popular answers to that kasha?
He doesn't actually have any.
Oh, so in other words, it's almost derech what? It's almost derech grama. I mean, how do you know anyone's going to give him truma? When I say that Reuven broke a window, so I'm trying to mechayev Reuven to pay $100 right now, the hefsed is lefaneinu. Whereas in the case of truma, it's a very up in the air kind of a thing. How do you know? Maybe the guy's not a friendly guy. Maybe no one's giving him truma in the first place. So it's very, 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 very indirect. That's what some Rishonim say. Other Rishonim give a different answer. Other Rishonim say it's indirect, but it's a what? It's a midday the what? The low kid. There's no way to evaluate it. There's no number. How are you going to put a number on this? How you can put all the great actuaries there? How in the world is anyone ever going to figure out how much truma the guy's going to get in the next 50 years? So, first of all, you don't know how long the guy's going to live. You don't know how many people will be malfish truma. You don't know anything. So, how could the Torah possibly be mechayef to pay a money that doesn't have a set amount, that doesn't exist in halacha, that number? So, again, these are different answers that different Rishonim give to get around this problem. But the answer that interests us is the answer that the Ritva quotes from the Ramban. That's on the 11th in the Ramban Kremis. Quotes actually from a Tosfos that we don't have the Tosfos. The Ramban quotes such a Tosfos. Old Bishop of Tosfos. B'taima daha. The 11th in the Ramban Kremis, second line. The Kevin de la Makaimin bu'azam of Maidava Ika Sadusayu. The Psul the Guf of the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz la Makaminin lay baha. Lamaisa. There are multiple hefsedim that the Edom are trying to incur. Number one, they're trying to be mechayev the guy to become no longer a kohen, to make him into a cholol. And they're also trying to cost him dollars and cents the chus of matnas kuna. So zok the Ritva that the ikar eidus is to turn the fellow, transform the guy into a cholol, and that our hands are tied. Why are hands tied? So we said, because of the law of Zaro, the whole reason of the days and the math is what prevents us from doing Hazama on the Ikar Eidos. So now, what are you going to do? You're going to say, well, the Ikar Eidos we're not going to do Hazama on, but the secondary Eidos we're going to do Hazama on. we're going to apply a hazama only on the dollars and cents. So zakhti ridva, that you can't do. Why? Because, listen to the new klal, the loy mekaymin and hazama lechatzoyin. There's no such thing as a hazama lechatzoyin. Hazama has to be complete. Hazama has to be total. And you can't pick and choose. You can't say, well, we can't do half of the hazama, but at least do the other half. If hazama can't be fulfilled in its entirety, then it's not fulfilled even partially. And therefore, we have to disqualify the din of hazama from here, and we have to fall back on the exact cost of giving malchus. And how did the Ramban know, how did the Ritva know that there's such a cloud called Ein Hazama L'Chatzoyin? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara is the Kasha. Who remembers? What was the Gemara's Kasha? Let's do Hazama to who? Just to him. Let's make him into a Cholo, right? Nasa. Who Cholo? The low Zara. We don't do it to Zara. What did the Gemara answer? No. But even Kasha Zama and Balek. So the Rishonim are writing, just as the Gemara here says, but even Kasha Zamam Valeka, just as the Gemara said, Lagabi Chalolo, so you can't make a guy a Chalol without a Shulia Chalol. So too, you can't make a guy pay cash and not turn him into a Chalol. Because by doing so, you're in effect doing a partial Hazama. And that's the problem. There's no such thing as Lach is not tayfes, a partial Hazama. Atkan divi haramban v'aritva. This is not even yet has anything to do with that topic. This is the introduction to that topic. We have to stop the Ramban in his tracks. Stop the Ritva in the tracks. Do we like this comparison? The Gemara said that B'nei Chazon V'Lake, and therefore we can't make Lov Lo Lazaro. Zakhti's Rishaynim, who are Dinami. What we cannot do is, we cannot Yishalem Dmei Matnas Kahuna below Nasenu Cholo. You can't do that because then you cash it on Valeka. Who's got a cash for me? Who thinks this is identical?
In case the Gemara was saying that you can't even fully do Kashadam on one aspect.
Okay. Let's think it through. Are these two cases identical or not? This is called the Chisan of Ben Kashadam Valeka, and this is called the Chisan Ben Kashadam Valeka, right? Zashtet in Ritva. Who has a svar l'chalik b'neim? Let's see if we can understand the original model in the Gemara before we see whether it applies to our case as well.
By the Gemara doing the entire thing, but only to part of the people, here you're doing only part of the onus.
Let's see. I want to focus for a minute on this statement of Chazal. The impossibility of making him a cholol, was that the impossibility of not making him a cholol, not making his children a cholol, making him a cholol without his children a cholol. But says that can't be done. You cannot have him a cholol without his children a cholol. B'nikar zavaleikam. Yesh lach kor, Rabbi say. What is the nature of that statement of Chazal? What is the nature of this drasha of eating kasha zamam? The Gemara is saying it's this drasha that is precluding the following possibility: him cholol without children cholol. One can understand in one of two ways. One can understand that Chazal is saying, mamish kipshuto, that if the hazama cannot be fulfilled bechol tokfo, with all of the hashlachot, all the ramifications, then don't do a half-baked job. That's what Chazal was saying. That's the Zoy state, the Zoy licked at the exact cost of the Kashas on the Leka. Well, maybe that's not Bechlal, what's being said. What's being said is as follows. What's the definition of a Cholol? Tell me a little bit about a Cholol. Where does a Cholol come from? From Psula Kahuna. He's the result of a union of Psula Kahuna with a Gusha, Kahuna Gieris, etc. A Kahuna with a woman he wasn't allowed to marry creates Cholos. Chalolos, by definition, goes where? Where does Chalolos continue? To the next generation. Because Chalolos means that there's ice kahuna. You know what the word Chalal comes from? Chol. What does Chol mean? A hole. What does a hole mean? A vacuum. It's empty. Chalolus means, the Mahal has been Kedush L'chol means, Chol means there's no Kedusha there. So by definition, when a person is a Cholol, of course the Chalolus spreads to the next generation. It's Lo Yitochin that the Psul of Chalolus shouldn't get to the next generation. If you're going to tell me there's a new entity called, you're a Cholol, but your children are what? Your children are Kohanim. You know what you just declared? In effect, that you are not what? You're not a Chol. You just made up a new entity, a new concept in halacha. There's no such animal called you being a chol and your children not being a chol. That's not called chololos. So when the Gemara says, we didn't catch zon v'leika, the Gemara is not focusing on the fact that we didn't finish the job. You know what the Gemara is saying, we didn't catch zon v'leika? We didn't even what? We didn't even start the job. We didn't do anything. You made up a maybe. I tried to make this guy a chol, and now you're making me a what? You're making me... Give me another name. Elmo. You're not making me chol. It's not a chol. A chol that doesn't transfer to children. Oh, it's chol. It's Mishkan chol. So the Gemara never said, we didn't catch Nova Lake, that there's a parish that you need to complete. Why do we take such a defeatist attitude? If you can't finish a dub, don't start. Start, do whatever you can. The only reason why Chazal frowned upon this is because this is not even called starting the job. But vi shteitin chazav, this is in hazom and bekula. So the chora, that chakir, how to understand, but in kashazom v'leika, is there really a din of hazom and bekula or not? Or is it just a din that, if you can't even start, don't bother doing anything? So that seems to be the kudus ha-machlekes nevishonim as to whether this is a valid answer to solve this dilemma about the tashlumei truma. So the Rishonim who are using this Tosfos that the Ramban and the Rizvah quoting, who are using this Gemara as the model to teach me that you need a complete 100% Hazama Bikula or else don't even get started, and the model that they're quoting is Chalolos, they're learning a very specific way the Sugya. The other answers in Rishonim, who gave technical answers, it's a Midah Dilokit, it's only a Derech Karama, who didn't want to go down the route of Vayin Hazama Bikula to Leika, clearly they held that there is no such Gemara about being Hazam Bekul. No such parasha, no such thing. So Rabbi say, getting back to that story, we're going to take the Ramban to face back. We're going to take the Ramban who saw in the Sugya, the parasha, but you didn't catch Hazam Veleka, you need a complete Hazama, and the Ramban says that's the reason why we can't make the guy pay cash for the Teshlumei Truma. But now, the Ritzvah continues. According to what I just told you, this cloud, that again, other Vishnu hold doesn't exist, but according to the cloud I just told you, you need an absolute 100, 1,000, 1 million percent Hazam, or else don't start. The famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daftes, who was with us in Sanhedrin? You were with us in the first year, okay, back to Sanhedrin, Daftes. How many years ago? 4 years ago? Time flies. Okay. Time flies having fun. Okay. So the Gemara Sanhedrin of Daf Tes tells us two Eidim walk into Bezin and they say that this married woman was Mizana. What are they trying to cost her right now by making that statement that she was Mizana? They have two agendas, two goals here. Number one, they're trying to say she's what? Chayav Misa. And number two, what monetary loss they're trying to hit her with? She's going to lose the ksuba. If it was Mizana, Beratza, Tachas, Baila, she loses the ksuba, obviously. So comes the Gemara and says, two Eidim walk to Bezin and say, Rachel's Mizana, the Bezin, Tachas, Baila, we gave her strong, she's about to be Chayav Misa, about to take her ksuba, and all of a sudden, two Eidim walk in and say, Manu Ayisem. So we turn around and we say, Kasha Zomam, what do we do to the Eidim Zomam? So, the Chayav Misa, right? And what should they have to pay? They should have to pay to the woman the ksuba, right? Or at least some kind of a calculation of the rights of the ksuba, Dav Gimel, right? Those who remember Machlis, Dav Gimel. So they should have to pay for the hefset that they wanted into the woman to incur. So what does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin Dav Tes? No. Now, Rabbi Be'im Shaman Mammon. You know why? Because of what principle? Come, Rabbi Dramine. Frakte Ramban and the Ritva. Why don't we say, Ein Hazama what? Mechatzoyin. We should let the Eidim get off scot-free, give them Malchus, do something else to them. Don't give them Misa. You cannot perform a Hazam L'chatzon since our hands are tied and we can't make them pay money because Hilchus keeps around the parasha of the Beis Lodos, the parasha of Mishpat of Lo Yehoson, is preventing us from applying the parish of Shaiftim of Kasha Zaman properly, because that impediment to force the Edom to pay money also is existing, it's staring us in the face. The male, we should throw our hands up and invoke the parish of Kavita Kashdom Valeka, and we should go back to Bashki Seitz and give the Malkus. That's the Ramban's Kasha. So what's the difference between the inability to perform Hazor Bekula by Cholol, the inability to perform Hazor Bekula by the Dmei Matnas Kuhuna, and the inability to make them pay the cash because of the Kavita Ramban? That was the Kasha of the Ramban. So I'll then Nema the Yaseida Yaseidis from Ramban. The Ramban says, Hassan? Nah. Kevin the Kimle Bidrami, nay? Din Tayrehu Shabacham Makam Shesh Misa Umamon? Shah Misa Imedes Bimakam Shneem? Fakula Hazamahi. You could just read this Ramban and just spend the whole day on this Ramban. What did the Ramban just say? What did the Ramban just say? Vosas Kimle Bidrami, everybody say? What is Kimle Bidrami? When I burn down, Reuben burns down a house on Shabbos, and Bezin said, you have Misa and you have to pay. What does that mean, you don't have to pay? What do those words mean? You don't have to pay, or you are paying already? What did Ramban say? Ramban said, Sheh Misa Omedes B'Makom Shneem. Nichlol in the Chiyah Misa Bezin is a Teshlomen. Kibbutz Ramane is not that you're potter from paying Maman. What Kibbutz Ramane means is that Torah is giving you another vehicle of making that Tashlumen. Normally Tashlumen means you take out your money, write a check to the person whose house you burned down. Here the Torah says, there's a different method of Tashlumen. You know what it is? Yechiyev Skila. That Yechiyev Skila that's being done to you, which is primarily for the Chil Shabbos, that Yechiyev Skila is a Tashlumen as well. It's like Moshel Vadav Adam. Imagine a world of Ayin Tachas Ayin Kipshuto. Imagine that there wouldn't have been a Torah Shabbat that says it means Mammon. So then the Torah would have said, you cut off your arm. That's what you do. A chayv b'chaveru gets his arm cut off. So a Soret Esabayis b'Shabbos gets his life taken away from him. And that's Likta Teshlubin. And the Ramban says, therefore what? Because that is true, therefore what? Therefore, we did Hazam v'Kula. What do you mean I didn't make the Aiden pay? They are paying the cash of the Ksuba. You don't see it in dollars and cents when you watch them getting killed. What you're watching is a Chiyav Misa being meted out and a Chiyav Tashlumen. A Chiyav Tashlumen isn't being directed to the... That's technicality. This is the Chiddush HaTorah. This is the Chiyav Tashlumen. It's a Nichlol in the Misa. It's not a Ptur from Tashlumen. It's a different method of Tashlumen. So I stayed in Ramban. Now one could argue on this Ramban, which Rishonim would clearly not be mechuyev to this Ramban. It's such a chiddush Ramban, nobody would have to go down this route. The only Rishonim would have to go down the route are the ones who thought it was a kash in the first place. But all the other Rishonim who learned by even kash hazamah v'leika to mean something radically different, who held there is no such klal that you need a hazamah v'kula, the kash from the shtuay truma lo chosa terutim, it's mited lo kitz and it's a grum and a half a million other reasons. So any Rishon who wasn't meshuvah to Ramban's shtikl Torah by Matnas Kuhuna is not meshuvah to his kasha from Kibbutz Ramanei, not meshuvah to his terrorist from Kibbutz Ramanei. And therefore, all the other Rishonim are free to say, what does Kibbutz Ramanei mean? Kibbutz Ramanei is not this hocus pocus, that's Ki'ilu you paid. What's this Kibbutz Ramanei? Tell me, what is it? What is it? It's a p'tor, you don't have to pay. The Torah said you don't have to pay. It's a p'tor, finish. It's not Ki'ilu you paid. No. You don't have to pay b'chol. So now, because of Makas Tavdeis, because of the Machlekes that we showed him how to understand Ba'idin Keshazon Vleika in Hukas Kalolos, that triggered into motion a Machlekes that we showed him how to solve the Matnas Kuhuna problem, which in turn created a Kasha of the Ramban that other Rishonim didn't have to address, and therefore the Ramban's Chiddush Gadol was not Meshub, but the other Rishonim aren't Meshub too. And thus we have a Machlekes that we showed him. So you have to understand the context here. All Torah is connected. It's all one big picture. Everything is interrelated. But now we've just come to the realization as Machlekes Ramban, another Rishonim, what is Kibbutz Ramanei? Rabbi say, in light of this Machlekes, let's go back to what we're talking about. What do you think? Kibbutz Ramanei with Kofer, with Kapar or not? I think it makes sense or not? Does it make any sense there should be a Kibbutz Ramanei with Kapar? L'chora, what does it depend on? It depends on what Kibbutz Rabbi Nei is accomplishing. If Kibbutz Rabbi Nei is saying that you don't have to make the tashlumin anymore, it's okay, the guy will survive without getting his money back, I have a big problem. Why? Because the medevam amurim Kibbutz Rabbi Nei can be a poiter. That makes sense when the purpose of the tashlumin is to pliny. I have to pay Reuven, and the Torah says, we'll give you a freebie. We're killing you anyway, so we'll give you a ptur. Give you your last wish, will be that you don't have to pay your money. But wait a second. I'm plotting to pay the money. Why do I want to pay the money? I should want to pay the money. Why? I need kapara. Because all I need is, they're going to come to the Beis Shammah, they're going to say, you're still responsible. The guy just got killed, Mrs. Beis. Right? So he just lost his life. He comes to the Kisya Kovin, and they say, oh, by the way, you owe that other guy $25 for tashlumi kapara. So say kibbutz rami nei. So, but that's lomdus. That's chashev mishpat. What's have to do with you? Kibbutz rami nei means that chashev mishpat will give you a ptur. But you need the money, else your own didn't shemay. So just because they got you for a mises beizdin, but you still have to. Don't think that's a ptur from everything else. So if you hold that tashlumi kapara, if you hold the kibbutz rami nei is just a ptur bialma, so then taisus makes a lot of sense. Imsachah makes a lot of sense. It wouldn't make any sense by tashlumi kapara because you have to pay, else you have to pay. But if the Ramban is right, that in every kibbutz rami nei, what did you do in effect? You paid. I paid at the office. I paid already. So why do I care what surah the tashlumi kapara took? The tashlumi kapara took whatever surah the Rabbah Shav determines it to be. Remember, we started out, we spoke about tashlumi kapara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have just as easily told the guy to take $100 and put it into the tzedakah box. Because Baruch Hu could have told the guy to stand on his head to get a kibbutz. Anything the Rosh wants to be mechab as I will work. So, based on the parish of Kibbutz Rami Nei, the Ramban is sizing up that this is called, that this is the Tashlumin. So I did the Tashlumin. So when they come to the Kisya Kovin, they ask me, where's the Tashlumin? I say, where's the Tashlumin? My life was the Tashlumin. Because I in Ramban, they should bring up a Ramban to the Kisya Kovin. So the Chora, this Shaila of whether what Taisa says is correct, Taisa Sachem Tchidish, the Kibbutz Rami Nei cannot apply to Tashlumin, it's a Tashlumin Kapara, and Taizim of Akama had no qualms with that. B'chora, that is the issue, what Kibbutz Rami Nei is. That depends on whether the Ramban is right. And whether or not the Ramban is right depends on whether you had to answer the kasha of Tashlumin Chuba like the Ramban. And whether or not you had to answer the question of Tashlumin Chuba or not depends on what you think kasha is done by Cholo means. So it all boils down to first, the day camp, the Beizim and Alf Machas. Who here learned Machas, the Beizim and Alf? Who here realized when you learn Machas Abayz and Aleph that the question in the Rishayin of the 2 days in Tais Bayas, Tais Sachem, whether Tashlumi Kapara is in Kibbutz Rami Nei is going to depend on that? No one realized that? It's obvious, no? Now you just saw the steps. Isn't it obvious, no? Doug, what do you think?
Yeah, it's very cautious.
Thank you. That was so, you know, really, really very, very strong confidence I heard that. Okay. Good. Yeah.
According to this Ramban, will he say that this Tashlumi Kapara Rami Nei works in every instance, or specifically for Misa? Does Misa work as a fulfillment of the Malam payment?
What do you end about? Malchus?
Malchus and Malam.
That's a good question. It's not going to help you, but it's a good question. We look super third practice, I think, about that question. But basically, I want you to challenge me. I want you to challenge me on what I'm saying. I want you to challenge the Ramban. The Ramban said that Kibbutz Rami Nei is not a poter, it's a nichlo in the Misa's basin. Oh, I was going to ask for 3 words. Jump the gun. Tan v'chizkiya. What of Tan v'chizkiya? Tan v'chizkiya just taught us that even if what? The guy's not killed. The guy's not even killed. So how does that work? So, b'techem y'akusha, what do you have to say according to the Ramban? A brisketari, what do you have to say? That they're takatu dinim, according to the Ramban. Talmi Chizkiya doesn't mean that Shegig is the same as Mezid in Lomdus. All Talmi Chizkiya meant is, it's Potter, just as Mezid is Potter. But the Lomdus of Talmi Chizkiya is fundamentally different than the Lomdus of, what? Than the Lomdus of real Kibbutz Rami Nei. Real Kibbutz Rami Nei is licked in the Misa, is a Tashlumin. Talmi Chizkiya is only a what? Is a, what's the one word? It's a Potter B'Alma. It's just a point. They're two different halachas. The parish of Tan Vichizki never said that the Ikarom and Lomdus are the same. It just said, just as there's a din of Mezid you don't pay, and the Lomdus being because it's Nichlal in the Misa, Tan Vichizki gesagt that there's a point there by Shoigeg. Whereas according to those who disagree with the Ramban, they learn that the relationship between Tad Chizkiah and Kibbutz Ramblei Mamish is ironclad. It's the same thing. Das the Poyta and Das the Poyta. So we just have a new machlokes that just emanated, just came into life. We just created a new machlokes between the Ramban and the other Rishonim within the relationship of Tanya Chizkiah and Regel Kibbutz Ramblei. According to the Ramban, it is not an ironclad relationship. It cannot possibly be. Whereas according to the other days in Rishonim, it can be. Now this is going to lead us into a problem. And I don't know the answer to this problem. If what we are saying is correct, that the only way for any Rishonim to apply Kibbutz Ramblei to Kofar or to Kaparas, the only way to do that is to go down the root of who? Which root? If you really believe that Kibbutz Ramblei is going to pata even by Kapara, like tells the Baba Kama in a sense, so you're buying into whose world? Into Ramban's world. But where does the buck stop, Rabbi Say? The buck stops by Mazid. Wouldn't apply by Shoyeg. Nobody should be able to say Shoyeg. That should be impossible. That should be a no-brainer. How could anybody say that Kibbutz Ramblei paters, that the Tanya Chizkiah paters Kapara? That makes no sense. You want to tell me real bona fide Kibbutz Ramblei with a real emes and mitzvos beis din being meted out is considered to be that you made a tashlumen and somehow you can explain that works for kapara also darach min mekabel. But you want to tell me the same thing by Tanya Chizkiah? That makes no sense. But who said it? Who said it? Even by Tanya Chizkiah, by saying, who said it? What? The Rishonim in Agmara, Aratosis, the Beit of Dalai Lama Baba Kama, the Rebbe said it. To be shown said the famous Shinatosis. So we gave a razzle dazzle shtickle Torah to explain why Kibbutz Ramblei of Mamish Kipata Kapara. We're invoking the Ramban. But the Chaira, even from the Ramban, the book stops here. So the Tosis is taka very difficult. So I don't know the answer to that question. Let me think about that a little bit. So basically, let's go back to the drawing board, back to Tashlum Kapara, back to Kibbutz Ramblei by Koifer. Let's chaz what we have here, by say. So we have a fundamental question whether the regular rules of Kibbutz Ramblei and Tad Chizkiah is applied to Kofar or not. That's our Shaila. So we saw some Mishraim said yes, the Rivas said that yes, and the Ri said no. The regular rules of Kibbutz Ramblei don't apply, and I'll prove to you why they don't apply. What's the proof of Taisus? What was the proof of Taisus par excellence that they don't apply? What was the Raya? The necessity for what? The Pasuk of what? Allah v'lo l'adam. So everything says Taisus goes back to Bava Kama Daf Chafei, where the Gemara says we have a gzeres that comes from Kachnem Allah v'lo l'adam. Why do you need a pasuk for? Is that mifadah? There's no Kibbutz Ramblei. So again, why is there no Kibbutz Ramblei? So there's no ein kamlei. Why is there no kamlei? One of the reasons, either because it's a chiyav echad, or because it's kapara. Those are the two reasons. The Ri Ayah says the one way, Taizim Sachem Ksuba says the other way. But again, they're both working around the Allah of Allah. That's the pivotal Gemara.
I don't really understand the question from the Rizal. Why can't we say that he's exactly like the Ramban? That for, he's asking why there's a Chumrah, why it's a Chumrah, that fact that Kofar has payment. So in his Havami, he says there's Kibbutz Ramblei. So he's assuming that for regular case Kibbutz Ramblei, there is some sort of a Chiyav that you're just Mekayim through the bigger punishment. And when he answers Tana de Bechizkiah, he's saying there's really no chiyuv at all if he's saying there's a patur. Because he's making the split between Tana de Bechizkiah and Kibbutz Ramblei. His question is from Kibbutz Ramblei, and he answers Tana de Bechizkiah.
No, his question was the Gemara here is talking about chumras and kulas. It's hard to call it a kula, the fact that you don't pay kofar if you end up getting killed. So he was asking in terms of the technicalities over here. But he's saying that at the end of the day, that you don't pay kofar because of Tanya de Chizkiah.
Why can we read the Riva that it's not just about Chumrah of Misa versus Mammon, because then he doesn't need to mention Kibbutz Ramblei.
No, what he says the T-Rate, the Shogig Nami Potter, the Tanya de Chizkiah. Tanya de Chizkiah applies to Tashlumei Kapara. That's what he says. We wrote the verse. So we're saying that. How could that be? He said the guy has to pay. Tanya de Chizkiah can't be that you mamish pay. Tanya de Chizkiah means.
That's just saying that other side. But just like the Ramban would say, Tanya de Chizkiah applies. It's just not the same way that Kibbutz Ramblei applies.
But
that makes you pater from mamish.
No, but it shouldn't make you pater from kapara. because it doesn't make sense. I still owe the kapara. I still have to get kapara. So how is Tanya Vichizki going to potter that? Tanya Vichizki potters in cases where Tanya Vichizki is a poter when I have a chiv to pay somebody else. So he's got a tefi against me. The chashim mishpat said he doesn't have a tefi anymore. But the guy doesn't have a tefi, but I still have to clear my mind in Shemayim. So I don't know. It's the same kasha.
That's just assuming like
two systems. No, it's the same kasha. No, I don't think it's wrong. I think it's the same kasha. Mr. Rabbi Sai, everything is hinging on this Gemara. Love lo adam. Do we have any other approach to love lo adam? Anyone saw the Sefer Yoreim? Was it printed out? Made it at Ramah Kermis? No, we made it onto the sheet?
Yeah, 13.
Sefer Yoreim. We'll read the Sefer Yoreim backwards. Read the end first, and we'll see where he got it, what he said from. The third line from the bottom. Behind the time of Yitzchak Lemuti B'Vakam, a prayer Kate said, Adam Potter Mikosha. B'Dichsi B'Chosha Yishas Alav. Alav Lod Adam. I'll tell you why it's up to Sefer Yoreim of Lazim Mitzvah. I'll tell you why you need a Pasuk. Hukach. Afo Gav D'Kaimlam B'Ksubis B'Chal N'Hairus D'Chayv B'Yishag B'Turman At Tashlumen. T'Kilmim D'Raminen. It's the chlamifter in midini shemayim. No, what does the Sefer Yoreim say? Kilav Ramine, all it means is that you're potter in dine adam, bezin shalmata. But in bezin shalmala, I burned down a guy, the Reuben burns down a guy's house on Shabbos. But when he comes to shemayim, they say that's great, no problem, you don't have to pay? No, Chalil, of course you have to pay. You're potter in dine adam, bezin can force you to pay, but lemais in dine shemayim, you have to pay. So it says the Sefer Yoreim, since everybody knows that Kimu Dramine is not a potter in Dini Shemayim, so even in a case where I killed a person, in Dini Shemayim I should have had to pay Koyfer. That's the Pasuk of Lavo Adam, to say that there's no Koyfer whatsoever. The parish of Koyfer, the whole Din of Koyfer, B'tchil V'yatsoif, was not Nischadish by a person killing a person. It was only given, Kach Nemer Allah, was only given to a Shor Shargis Adam, never given to an Adam Shargis Adam. So the fact they don't have to pay in Bezin Shamata, that's a cinch, because Kibbutz Ramine. And Kibbutz Ramine, Taka does apply to Kapara, it applies to all the reasons if Taisus are not right. Of course, Kibbutz Ramine kicks in. And Afa Bichain, I still need a pasuk to teach me that in Shemayim I also don't have to pay. That's the necessity for love, love, love. Now, of course, the Sefer Yoreim's pshat is a beautiful pshat. It's only as true as its facts are, namely, is that really true? That a person doesn't that a person has to pay in Shemayim. Is that true? Forget about Koyfer. Reuben burns down a house on Shabbos, does he have to pay in Shemayim or not? Is there Chovas Tashlum in Shemayim or not? So we already spoke about some of these things earlier. Then we spoke about the Ptur of Kalim Babor and the Ptur Shem Bregel Bishas Rab. Remember, we quoted, who remembers? Baruch Be'er, we quoted from Reb Chaim and the Rashba. Remember, we said that very often you have these cases in Halacha where a person is potter. According to Seichel Yosher, should have been Chayav, and comes some halacha from left field, he's Potter. Potter and Kelim Babor, Potter Shem Shazaram, Potter Chazi Nezek. So you always have to ask yourself, what does that mean, Potter? Does that mean it's a quirk in Bezin Shamat? The Bezin Shamat just doesn't have the authority to force you to pay. But if you want to know Kapi Shema, you have to pay, of course you have to pay. Or do I say no? But the Torah said, this parsha was never given, these didn't, don't apply. If it's Potter, proven Chayav. And if this parsha doesn't apply to me, so I'm Potter, and Potter Lagam, even Bedina Shemai. So it's always unclear, whenever you have these kinds of Peturim, it's always unclear which direction you're going down. You're going down the direction of Pot Lagam or just Pot Bedine Adam. So it comes to Sefer Yoreim and says, Kimud Ramane is one of these questions, and I'm telling you I have a Raya from the Gemara who says that Yechai Bedine Shemayim. And since he's very convinced he has a Raya, Yechai Bedine Shemayim, therefore he can advance this Pshat, a level of the Adam is coming to negate that Chiv in Shemayim. But his pshat is only correct if his facts are right. So what was the raya? What was the grandiose raya that led us to believe this? Did I put the Maamar Kamas? I put it on. I didn't put it on. Just quote the. Okay, if Yoreim himself is quoted the Gemara. Well, okay, so the famous Gemara. It appears in two places. It appears in Bavkama, the seventh parak. It appears in Bavmitzia, also coincidentally in the seventh parak also. Okay, famous Gemara. What's the sugya called? Very strange case. But the halacha that we have to infer from this case becomes critical. It's a sugya called Esther Nasratera Filobolimo. It's from like a ton of bricks, what the case is. Well, let's just get over the details of the case and then try to understand the Amkus HaDvarim. Gemara says, based on Sukkah Pashuk, he states, there's a parashah in the Torah of Estan Zoyna. A person does a table of Eir, Mizana with a woman, and he pays her for her services, and he gives her a sheep. So that sheep becomes possible to be brought as a carbon. That's the thing. So one of the one Yisur Mizbech, Estan Zoyna. Finished. The Gemara raised the following shayla. What would the din be if a person, Mamash Mushchas Menuvo, he's both emo, and he gives his mother a seh for wages for the act of nus? Had an Esther also? Gemara says, yep, that's also an Esther. Esther doesn't start feeling ball emo. So he says, wait a second, not so simple. I'm going to give you a razzle dazzle, lumdish, a brisket, tell you why it's not an Esther. I'll tell you why. What's the main destiny? What does destiny going to mean? Again, with all the horror of this discussion, but lemaisa in the pure cold, what it means is as follows, that if the act of Znus is being paid for by X, that X becomes possible Mizbech the Elam Void. That's what it means. Now you have to be very dyke in the Lashon. If the act of Znus is being paid for by X, that's assuming that there's a real correlation between the X and the set is being given and the act of Znus. What would the din be as follows? Let's say a person is Mizana Sam, not for any wages, not for any money, not for any sheep. Mizana with a woman. And out of his goodness of his heart, he decides to send her a sheep as a present. So that sheep becomes an Esther, not the bow. There's no correlation between the act of Znus and the giving of the that's a matana of the alma. The Gemara says, when a person is mizan, is bal imo, and he agrees he's going to pay her X, he's going to give her this seh for the act of Znus, and now imagine a week later she comes to a dentura and she wants the seh. And the guy says, I'm not paying you the seh. And she says, I insist, I demand that seh for the act of Znus. We made an agreement, schiris. I insist on getting that seh. Who's going to win the dinter? Believe it or not, strange as it may sound, who's going to win? He said, I'm not paying you. Who's going to win? He wins the dinter. Why does he win the dinter? Because what is he? Can we drop it? Schai Misa. He's Bali Mo. Chiyav Misa's Beizdin. So he's Bali Mo. A person is Bali Mo. Schai Misa's Beizdin. If Schai Misa's Beizdin, at the same time that you are, that you're mechayev mamon, it's the same act that was mechayev mitzvah beis was mechayev mamonis. If I hire somebody to do a job for me, I have to pay mamonis. So if I hire you to paint my house, when you paint my house, that's mechayev me. So here he's hired the woman to be mezana with him. That's mechayev him dini mamonis. So that same moment of the chiyuv dini mamonis was chal chiyuv mitzvah beis, and he's potter, and he won't have to pay the money. Doesn't pay the seh. He decides out of the goodness of his heart to listen. Says, I know I'm gonna have to pay the seh. I'm gonna give it to you anyway. What is that? That's a what? The only time Esther Zona makes any sense is if the Cheshe Mishpat points that you have to pay it. If the din imam says you have to pay the Esther, then we can declare the Esther as a Tamura of the act of Nus, and I'll then name the Pashat of Esther Zona. The Kozman, there's no Chiv in the imam to pay that Esther, so that it's not called an Esther, it's called a Matana B'Yalma. So that's what the Gemara has this observation in Baba Kama and Baba Metzia. Wait a second. Baldi, why is there an Esther? And the din is it is. Taisa says, how do we know it is? Taisa shows you a pasuk here, the whole drasha. We know it's true. We know the din, that's the given. Esther does tefil balimo. But the Gemara says, why? Why is that phenomenon true? Kiruv Rabbi, they should have passed with you. So now the question becomes, what was the answer to that question? So that's a major, major machlekes Rishonim. What's the answer to this dilemma? Everyone agrees there's a dilemma, and the question is what the answer is. So the Sefer Yerayim is going down the route of Rashi and Taisa, who both in Rabbi Kamba and Metzia, for the most part, give the same teretz. This is a very, very popular teretz in the days of the Balei Tosfos. The answer is as follows: that Kimle B'Dramine Zok to Sefer Yerayim through the eyes of Rashi and Tosfos is only a poter where? In where? In Beis Din Shel Mata, but not in Beis Din Shel Mala. B'Ikaron, fundamentally, the guy's chayef to pay his mother. And therefore, if he chooses out of the goodness of his heart to give her the seh, even though Beis Din could not have forced him to do it, this is not a matana b'yalma. Since the din is klapei shmaya, he's chayav to give her the seh, since there's a chiyuv that's neitzar in din shemayim, when he gives her the seh, that giving her the seh is mesiyaches to that chayav in din shemayim, and that creates what status of the giving of that seh? It's now called the what? This is not a gift, the Alma. It's an Eston. And since there's a correlation between the act of Znus and the giving of this Eston, that's Chal on Shem Eston, and that's what the Gemara means, Eston is Tarefil Bolibai. So it's the din of the Chiyam and Din Shemayim that now changes. Usually Din Shemayim are in a different realm. They don't affect this world. Here the Din Shemayim has an impact in Halacha and Hilchas Isur Mizbeach. It's that Chiyam and Din Shemayim that transforms this to be a Nesinus of Eston, not just a Nesinus of Matar B'Yalma, and therefore it's possible Mizbeach Yodam Vod. Zoy Shteit in Yireim. Take a look at the Yireim inside. He's quoting right out of Rashi in Titus. So if Yireim says, in the beginning, that's it. It's Ramu and Dina Shemayim. And then he tries to show you the Pasuk, how do you know that that is true? That's it, that's the punchline. Afal Gav, you have to read that word line 10 times. The Afal Gav, the Patrik, Krabbat, the Shlumin, Ramu, Alebi, Dina Shemayim. That's it. That's all there is. There ain't no more. And therefore, says the Yireim, because of that principle, the Yichai V'dini Shemayim, therefore, the Pasuk of Allah, law, the Adam is addressing that Chiyuv Shemayim, even though the Din of Kibbutz Ramani applies in full force to Kaifer. I take a Kapara, who cares? I is the same Chiyuv, who cares, says the Yireim. The regular dinim of Kol Yudramim will apply. The Alpha Pichain, you need a Pasuk. The Pasuk is needed to tell me that you're not having any Shema. I can't say for anyway. Now, of course, this Pshat is only as true as this Bir Adavar in the Sugi of Eston is. Is there any other way of explaining the Sugi of Eston? Is there any other answer to that challenge? Like, why is this not a Matana B'Yama? What happened to Kol Yudramim? There is a very famous sheet, this Meiri. The Meiri quotes, I didn't put it on the Mamakamis. I put the Sharan on because that's going to be the culmination of the Sugya. But there's a Meiri in Bava Kamma that quotes Yesh Oibim the following teretz. The Kama Yavid Ramane doesn't apply to the case of Eston Zayna Bechlau. Not because Yechav Nishma, no, Yechav Nini Adam. The whole parasha of Kibbutz Ramane is not Shaykh, is no Loni Tanle Amer in the Sugya of Eston. Anyone know why? What is it about the type of Tashlumin of Eston? What kind of dinim mamnis tashlumin is it?
It's a what?
It's a what? What do you mean by payment? Burning a house is also a payment. What is it? You don't mean it's not a punishment. You don't mean it's not a payment. What you mean is it's not a punishment. It's a what? It's a what we say? It's an agreement. It's an agreement between two parties. It's a rental agreement. It's an employee-employee relationship. It's a different type of a chiyuv. I think, Mr. Walter, there is a difference between torts and contracts. Am I correct? This is not torts. This is contracts. Kibbutz Ramani applies burning down houses, stealing things, being honest people. That's the Bash Kibbutz Ramani. To make blood this, that's the source. Those are Kibbutz Ramani. Agreements between buying potatoes, buying cars, or hiring workers, what is Kibbutz Ramani? And therefore, the Meiri quotes Yeshayim and will say that the whole question was based on a flawed question. That the correct answer to the question is that this is not Kibbutz Ramani B'chlal. And Imtim Salam, you would have a real Kibbutz Ramani. Is there any source to say you're Chayim in Shemayim? Maybe yeah, maybe no. I don't know what's going on in Shemayim. I have no idea. But the Gemara that forced Rabbi Lezvi Mitz, again, Rashi and Tosis and Baba Kam and Baba Tzir say the same thing. That this statement of Chazal, Esnaf Tafil Bal Ibo, is the source. That's it. That's all there is. Everything is hinging on that Gemara, because otherwise it's a Matana B'Alma, and it should have been subject to Kibbutz Ramani. Comes the Yeshua B'Nimir and says the whole question, the whole statement is wrong. The whole premise is wrong. So just, Dechagav, we have some major machloikism developing in the Surah Kibbutz Ramani right now. We have a major machloikis about is there a Chivin Din Shemayim or not? Rashi tells Rabbi Elazar Mitzvah saying yeah, Meiri saying no. And we have another major machlokes, are the limitations, the Kibbutz Ramani. Kibbutz Ramani only makes sense by Tashlume Einshin in a sense, or not literally Knossos, but torts, the Zikin kinds of halachas, the Zikin Geneva, those kinds of dinim. Was Kibbutz Ramani a potter legamre? Any monetary obligation that was I incurred at the time of Chamisa, I'm potter from. Whether it's what we call in halacha is chayvas, of Hatayra or Chayvus Midas. Chayvus Midas is the halachic lingo for contracts. It's an agreement, mutual agreement. So you have a lot of issues that are flying out between the Rishonim. And again, it's, everything is hinging upon the same question, what happened to Olav L'Adam? So whereas Tosfos in Bava Kamma Daf Dalet went down one route, Tosfos in Ksubas went down another route, the Sefer Yerayim went down a third route, the Sefer Yerayim's route is only as true as the source of his route was, so we have a lot more work to do about this. Hopefully tomorrow, we have to go back to that Gemara about Esther and Torah and reevaluate that Gemara, look at the light of other Gemaras that appear in Sanhedrin and see where this, all these pieces of the puzzle are going to connect. So again, it all started with Dalet and Aleph, but it's branching out to become a very, very Shas time. Okay, we'll stop it out. Tomorrow...